The Riverside boys continue to reign supreme in the Class 1A relays, winning their second state title, this time of the distance medley, as Cole Jepson, Jackson Gordon, Maddox Kadoki, and Dawson Henderson finished with a time of 3:30.94, which is a season PR by 4.5 seconds. Most teams would settle for taking a gold medal, but each Riverside runner gets a hat when they win a state title. Kadoki was not part of the 4x8 team yesterday that won, so he wanted that hat.
It means a lot. I mean, that's three. We're Cole, Dawson, and I were in a hotel room together, and we talk about, you know, come to the hotel room, go to bed with a hat in our room. And, you know, Dawson did that yesterday, and I think it set Cole and I up for success today. You know, we just want to come in and go to bed with a hat, so that's what we did.
Cam's Ada Hansen flew to the win in the 400 hurdles with a PR time of 102.97. She was nervous before the race and overcame a misstep to roll on the front straightaway with the finish line in sight.
I definitely got out pretty fast. I know my first hurdle, my steps were off, but the adrenaline and just the nerves, everything combined helped me get out faster and get executed well down the stretch to finish.
Hansen also made it into the finals of the 100 hurdles with the fifth fastest time in qualifying. Also in the 400 hurdles, the Adams sisters decided to make the medal stand a family affair. From Griswold, sophomore Carson Adams earned an eighth-place finish, but her older sister, Addison, had bragging rights. She got stuck in the first heat, but ended up winning it, and then waited to learn it was good enough to finish fifth.
It's amazing to end it here, and I've worked very, very hard, and having Carson with me has been really good competition, and without her, I probably would not be here right now.
Carson, meanwhile, made it into the finals of the 100 hurdles with the eighth fastest time, joining conference mates Lena Ali of Fremont Mills, who was third, and Hannah Olson of Stanton with the fastest time of 15.19. The small school of Peyton Cherdan does not get too many state champions roll through its doors, but it does now. Javon Keeley won the 1A high jump at 6 feet and 8 inches, and he says he was pushed by the rest of the field.
It felt really great. I mean, that competition, it was up and down, you know, back and forth. It was a really good competition. Great guys out there, but came out on top, and that's what I wanted.
Connor Bowers of Griswold finished in a tie for fourth place in the high jump at 6 feet 1 inches. Trainer seems to have runners that grow on trees, fast runners. The Cardinals found 4 of them to run on the 4x1, and Jet Sorensen, Coy Koontz, Drew Myers, and Brady Wallace set a new 2A state meet record of 42.40. Last year, the Cardinals were runners-up in the 4x1 with Carson Elwood on the relay. But he's playing football now at UNI, and Koontz is his replacement. That's just fine with the anchor, Wallace.
I mean, I know last year I said I'm really going to miss Carson, and I do miss Carson. He's up there. But I tell you what, these three guys, I mean, we ran together by, I guess, 3 years, but this is like the closest thing that I got. I mean, yeah, Carson was cool, but Coy, Jet, and Drew, you know, everything's fun. We always find a way to make everything fun, so.
For Atlantic, the boys' 4x1 relay team made it into Saturday's finals by once again breaking the school record. Jared Hansen, Ethan McNeil, Xander Killian, and Ty Hauser had the sixth fastest time of the prelims at 42.85, breaking the 43-second barrier for the first time. And along the way, having the time of their lives. Hansen summed it up perfectly.
Man, this is just great, you know. We started off the season, 2 of our guys were out injured and stuff. We finally got the full squad back. Ty's out running great, man. You know, it's a blast. All glory to God for this moment, man. That's awesome. Just getting out here running at the state meet and, you know, being able to medal place, you know. Senior year, last time I'm going to be running this 4x1 is Saturday. So it's just real blessing to get around with my guys and just be out here and go, man.
Also for Atlantic, Lila Wiederstein jumped 6'8" in her final jump of the prelims to get into the finals, but did not jump any better and lost a tiebreaker for a medal, finishing in 9th place by just an inch. The girls 4x2 relay finished 21st. The girls 4x1 finished 20th. Xavier Darrow fouled in all 3 attempts in the shot put, and Gavin McLaren finished 14th at 49.09. Other highlights yesterday from day number 2, Sam Hulsing and Lucas Bowes of Underwood both qualified for the finals of the 110 hurdles, Hulsing in 5th, Bowes in 8th. Wallace of Trainer had the second fastest time. Lily Denton of St. Albert got her second gold medal of this state track meet, anchoring the DMED relay to a win with Ellie Monahan, Greta Livingston, and her younger sister, Sophia. The ACGC girls were 5th in the distance medley. Riverside was 7th. Gabe Funk of Lennox won the 400 hurdles and got into the finals of the 110 hurdles with the third fastest time. Jet Rose of Riverside is in the finals of the 110 hurdles, finishing sixth in the prelims. The girls 4x4 had their third fastest time in prelims, and the boys 4x4 for Riverside had the third fastest time in the prelims. After getting left out of the 110 hurdle finals, Tate Fever of ACGC was second in the 400 hurdles. Fever was part of the 4x4 relay that had the fourth fastest time in prelims, and the 4x1 team for the Chargers got into the finals with the fourth fastest time. Heartbreak for Fremont Mills in the 4x2 relay. Lena Ali on the anchor leg fell across the finish line and dropped the baton, which is an automatic disqualification. The Knights would have won the state title, but instead it went to Lake Mills. Bella Goot was on that relay, and later she got DQ'd in the 400 hurdles. The race of the day went to Quentin Nauman of Epworth Western Dubuque, who put on a show in the final leg of the distance medley relay. When he got the stick, he was in seventh place, and he would proceed to pass everyone on his way to an 800 split of 147.49, which, if run during an actual 800 race, would have been the all-time record by 3 seconds. Nauman, who is committed to run for the Oregon Ducks, will compete in the open 800 later today. Finally, the attendance for Friday was 16,041, which is the second largest for a Friday in state meet history. The two-day total is 30,147, also the second largest. Reporting for KSOM, KS95 Sports, I'm Chris Varney.